All right. Good morning, everyone.
Buen día,
bye.
I know that, and I hope, and I know that you are all good by the grace of God.
How espera no? How quiere que te quita hoy día como romas mi casa?
It's good to see you all. By the way.
Día katuhare itabot sira.
So last week is like a challenge to each one of us, especially those who are affected by the flood. But through God's grace, you know. Despite of those things, we still experience the presence of God in our midst. Okay? So, and welcome to Every Nation Timor-Leste, and we will be continuing our series, The Salt and Light. So today, we talk about who is the promised ruler, that we will come and will put an end to the injustice and, you know, the things that are not aligned to the will of God. Last Sunday supposed to be we will be celebrating our Resurrection Sunday. So since of the raining, the flood, no electricity, no internet connection, we are not able to do our Sunday gathering.
So
But today, we will still celebrate our Resurrection Sunday. Okay, it's not just last week, but actually we can celebrate the resurrection of Jesus every day of our life.
O hinoron kita sa celebra loron ni Kristaan by kanina ni Jesus Kristo. Tama sa tama celebrasyon ni Laos. Semana ko to date na bigta bela celebra loron do.
So are you grateful that Jesus resurrected from the dead?
Ang tawon ni hak solo kalay. Kasi Jesus muri siya sa simate.
Okay, can you say or maybe can you type there that he is risen?
Bele hakere, ihanan ba uli diyan patas niya muri siya.
Jesus is not dead. He rise from the dead. Okay, so today we will be continuing with our subtitle, Jesus the Victorious King. And coming from last 2 weeks ago, we said that God has promised a ruler that will come. And because of that promise, okay, God, our people are really excited and really waiting for that promise to come, that they are expecting a mighty ruler, a mighty king that will come. And we all knew that it was Jesus. But now here in what we are talking in a few minutes, another prophecy saying that God will bring his servant to accomplish his plan. And this servant is none other than, of course, Jesus Christ himself. But in our text for today, in chapter 53 of Isaiah, we will look on how did Jesus serve as God's servant.
Okay.
So we will look on this question and we will answer it through our text for today. Our question is, how did Jesus live as God's servant? Okay, so we will look on that. Actually, we will go through the whole chapter of Isaiah 53. So, are you ready for our word for today?
kami pronto by telepono ng Lord.
So before we proceed, let us pray first.
Antes de que continuemos, maite la oración.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we are praying, we are coming to you today, O Lord God. We are asking for your guidance, O Lord God, as we study your word. So we pray for your Holy Spirit to continue to lead us throughout this service, O Lord God. The Holy Spirit, may you give us the wisdom and understanding, O Lord God, so that we can completely understand and apply your word in our lives.
Espíritu de naturaleza, de presencia, de la voluntad a mí, y a mi espíritu, a mí, que no se aprende, no comprende para meditar de cuando aplique.
Thank you, Lord. We honor you today. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. So, if you have your Bible with you, and I believe so, yet you all have, open it in Isaiah chapter 53, and let's read from verse 1.
How fair that the Bible
So it says in Tetun.
Kita sa ilay iha Isaiah kapitulo lima no verse 1. O iha Tetun kada ka ane sa med. Sema pia ben yarona ona husi ami. No sema kare nai ni lima.
And in NLT version it says, "Who has believed our message? To whom has the Lord revealed his powerful arm?" So from here we can see that God has given his prophetic word to his people, but none of them believe. And it relates to the word of John when he say that Jesus came to his people, but his people didn't believe him.
Então, nem era na Salmos, o João, ele não queria falar da Jesus, nem mais vai ele nem fazer uma bela ira, nem ainda não se
unir. Okay, and it says, to whom has the Lord revealed his powerful arm? When we say it's powerful arm, the arm of God or arm of the Lord, it always refers to God's power.
Então, versículo 8 vai ter dia hata. No sema kare nai ni liman. Liman nem mais poderoso hata ter hata. Na Roma que ele subiu.
So from this, maybe people having the idea of how God will deal with the injustice in the community during that time, that he will do something powerful. But there's something in Isaiah 53 that is happened here that different from their mindset.
Então, vamos lá,
maybe the people are thinking that God will send a ruler, a mighty warrior, in his great horse, you know, and like a powerful warrior. But in Isaiah 53, it says differently. So let's read in verse 2. It says here.
From versículo 2 a 7. Tamba niat tubong ki hani oi. Hanesan ay viking. Hanesan abut delong husikay mara. Niya la iya forma kang magistade. Kodi nita hareban. Oniya la iya oi.
Okay. So it says, my servant grew up in the Lord's presence like a tender green shoot, like a root in dry ground. There was nothing beautiful or majestic about his appearance, nothing to attract us to him. So this verse saying that there is nothing special with Jesus as a kid, as he grows up, there's nothing attractive in him.
Então, versículo 2 dan ita hare kata la iya buat dia ida husi lurai dan atau ema bele gosta niya.
Jesus lives like a normal life that we are living right now. There's nothing special in him.
Jesus hela iya moris le nemak normal kabaybay hanesan ita la iya buat ida special iya niya.
His looks just as normal as we are. There's nothing special in it. Okay? Not like Tom who is bonito, but maybe Jesus is lives like a normal people. Verse 3 in NLT it says, He was despised and rejected, a man of sorrows, acquainted with deepest grief. We turned our backs on him and looked the other way. He was despised and we did not care. Okay? So what is this verse saying? It says that even though if you are experiencing suffering right now, if you are experiencing rejection right now, okay, Jesus experienced the same. So here we can see in verse 3 that Jesus lived a life, okay, that he is familiar with suffering and rejection. He grew up in that society. He grew up in that culture where suffering and rejection and injustice is normal.
Então, nessa mostra nem agora ela e a comunidade, a cultura da nem sofrimento para susar nem buat nem vai bem muito.
And one word of it is just we turn our backs on him and we look on the other way. Means that we don't even put attention to him. We always reject, people are always rejecting him.
No, ita hare kata bai hira ita sorry to sound sira ne ma bara ma pila ko tuk bani li liu ya bai sira ne hare ta bai ta kata Jesus bai hira sofre la iya e mai demu hare bani ne de ma ho tuk pila ko tuk bani.
So imagine a life like that, that no one is not even caring for you. No one giving any attention to you. No one, maybe if you're gone, no one will even notice it.
Então imagina nessa ita hela ia comunidade ka mois de nema la ia ema ida ta mata ba ita la ia meida ma mai hodi cuidado ita.
Do you see the picture here that Jesus is God, but he chose to live a life like that.
No, ita bela hara ya nai kata. Imagine Jesus na magoma, tapi ni hila tu hila hamur sa nesa ni.
Just like what it says in Philippians by Paul, he said, though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to.
Tama na mak Paulo dehan kata kaya kaya niya niya libro niya mak niya kerek niya dehan kata maske niya maroma, tapi niya la tau ni ang hanesan kung ay maroma.
Jesus left his being God and lived not just normal but the lowest kind of life, okay? And he experienced everything, maybe more than what we are experiencing right now.
And then Jesus, hanesa may maroma, may benya kusik pa dyan eh, tu mai hela hela tamoris hanesa ng ita, live ka ita. Ama sa tama niya hela tamoris may magtu tepebes. Itus mai ema tengke rezeita, itus mai ema ema fila kotuk bania.
So, as God's servant, Jesus lived this kind of life. That leads to our point number one. It says, Jesus lived a low and humble life.
Entang ho, but nema kita aprende o hindi dira ita bahit ni pon primero kata Jesus, hela iya moris nema karay an, no moris nema hatun mo.
Okay? So, from being a God worshipped by millions and millions of angels in heaven, just to became a man who born in a manger, grow in a society where suffering, injustice, and affliction is common, and that's the kind of life that Jesus had. So maybe for some of you are thinking that why should I have this kind of life? This is not the life that I want. Okay? Why is all this happening to me? Okay? Remember this. Jesus.
Baitabalo da rumah ita anu indian katak. Moris nerima kagora radao kita hera da rumah ita husudian. Ama sama how thank you hera iya moris nerima kanesane.
Okay, and in verse 4, in Teton says, los duni niatula itanya laran taridu.
Los duni niatula itanya laran taridu, nunia lori itanya laran susat. May be itahanu niya han tuku na maromak baku niya ho niya no hanehan niya.
And in NLT it says, yet it was our weaknesses he carried. It was our sorrow that weighed him down. And we thought his troubles were a punishment from God, a punishment for his own sins. Okay? Jesus not just lived in suffering and affliction, but he also carried our weaknesses.
Então, Jesus lá ela a experiência de susar, na fixar, mas veníamos dor e tinha consequências.
All his sufferings are not because of his sins, but it's all because of our sins.
Sofrimento não é uma minha experiência, lá os também na minha sala, mas eu também tenho sala.
And we thought that his troubles were a punishment from God, a punishment from his own sins. No, we're so wrong on that.
No, itamos ano in katap niya problema na mak niya soro niya nesang kastigo na mak mayusin na maroma kastigo ba niya sala rasik. No, itamos da benhira ita ano in nesang niya nesala tetebes.
That's why when he is on the cross, people are still mocking him. People thinking that that's what you deserve for what you are claiming. That's the punishment of God for you.
Tama na mak benhira niya cross mas tama sa ina fatin trata niya hulidian katap. O merese at si mo dane.
But verse 5 it says.
Ve versículo 5 hatete. Mabe niya si mo kanek tamba itanya sala at. Niya hetan isin metan tamba itanya halok at. Niya si mo kastigo ho di itabele hetan dami. Lihusin niya kanek itahetan kura.
Jesus wasn't pierced on the cross because of God's punishment for him. He was there on the cross because verse 5 says he was pierced for our rebellion, crushed for our sins. So have you noticed that? It is our rebellion, it is our sins, but it is he who is the one who suffered and beaten.
Então, itabele hare kata ke versículo 5 dane hatete ba ita. Niya kanek, niya simu kanek, niya tenki experiencia ising metang kung siya halok at sira. La osta mabot na yunok ni halo la diak. Abe tambay ta ni sal.
He was not there on the cross because of paying for his own sins. No. He was there paying for our sins, paying for my sins, paying for your sins so that we could be forgiven.
Entaw niya, niya cruz neba la osta tu selu niya sala. Mabe niya neba tu selu ita niya, ita hau niya sala, ita buat niya sala at ita bela experiencia dami.
And it says here, he was beaten so we could be whole. He was whipped so we could be healed. You know, that's the cause of sin in our life. It destroys us into pieces. That's why Jesus needs to go through that beating so that we could be whole once again.
Então, virtan na fatin ya versículo 5 te kata ema bako niya ne itabele hal itabele saito makpela sali. No lihusin niya kanek itahetang kura. Itahatene katak sala estraga ita. Tamane Kristo ten ki lihusi kastigus tirane ten ki experiencia kanek tirane at itabele hetang kura no hetang dam.
And it continues and it said, he was whipped so we could be healed. You know that sin make us, you know, it brings us to a state where we are dying. Little by little, and the worst of it, some people don't notice it at all. Sin is killing us. And by the stripes of Jesus, we have been healed.
No, yeah. Parte ikus niya ang katak. Ema bako niya kanek at ita bele hetang kura. Significa katak, sala halo, sala bele oho ita. No, ita la karik ita la nota. May be, tan sala niya kita halo, kauja ona ita husi atu ita bele experiencia mate dan.
I hope this verse will open our minds and our hearts that sin is so serious when it comes to God.
How espera kata versi versikul dan eh hanesan ita istu dah mutu se loke ita dia matang ho dihare kata salah ne buat ne mak seru tepe besbanen narom.
Stop playing with sin anymore. Sin will not bring you to anything. Some people they think it's okay. I'm happy with this. It doesn't matter if it's wrong. But no, you will suffer at the end because of that.
no iha e para atu halima rasala e ma balo hanu indian kata musik ba hau se dia kela hau nikmati hela ne bela dia kno sau halo na fat babe hatene ba kata sala de nemu kagora dau kita halo se lori ita ba sofrimento ne bela hanla.
For some of us who think that sin is okay, no, it's not okay. You see here the weight of your sin that causes Jesus to suffer a lot, that causes him to wound a lot because of our sins. That's how serious sin is.
No, I'm balo hanu in diyan katak sala ni diya kela belay sala ni la diya. Tama sa sala ni makau jay di just thinking mate.
In the worst part of it yet, we still choose our own will.
No, dala barak mo sa tanafatin hili pirita ni hakarap
ni. In verse 6, it says there.
Versikulo 9 hatete. Ita hotu hanesan bibinebe lau arbiro de. Ema hotu fila ho dituir sere nyadalan rasik. No nai tau bania ita hotu ni hahalok at.
It says here, all of us. Okay, all of us. No one is excluded. All of us. We are like sheep. Have strayed away. We have left God's path to follow our own. Okay? Have you imagined that? Okay? What does it mean? It means that even though God says it's wrong, we still do it. Because we're following our own ways.
Versikulen hal te kata ita hotu hotu la iya ema ida ita hotu hanesan bibi nebe lao ar biru de ema hotu fila hodi tuir sira ne dalan rasik. Significa ta kla ie ema ide ne bemak libre ka tuir ne maromak ne kala ka be ita hotu lao se sona husinia.
See, if you notice that people right now, they are doing what they want, even if it's against God's words, as long as they are happy.
No, ita bele hare ya mori si da agora ne makita hotu hela. Ema barak tuir de bat nebe sira gosta, maske sira tene kata kigane kontra ne maromak.
Some, they say, you know, the Bible says it cannot, it's wrong, it's sin. But some people, they're still doing it. Just look on what's happening around us. Some nations are allowing same-sex marriages. But the Bible says it's wrong. But people are doing it because they think that will make them happy.
Hatete mamos ba ita katak bat nebe ita halo na diak. Example ida mo kanesa ni tabele haray ki tin sorsori iha na saun balu e ma komesa concorda at bele iha kajamento ba genero nebe hanesa. Maske ita tene kata ki dene ma la tuir ne maromak niha karak mabe e mahan min kata ki dene se fok solo klasira.
You know that every time that we are imposing our the things that we want to do, even though it's not God's will, we are leaving God's path.
Antaw, ya kada momento na emak kita halo bat matruma, bat kabatida na emak kita atene latwir na maromak ni hakara, significa ta kita husik po na maromak ni dal.
And every time you are leaving God's path, you are exposing yourself into great danger.
No, kada momento na emak kita husik maromak ni dalan, kita lori ita ni hampa, perigo na emak po.
So imagine a sheep, okay? A herd of sheep, okay, led by the shepherd, and then if you imagine you are the sheep who took your own path, imagine who is there waiting for you, who is there waiting to devour you. It is the wolf who is there waiting to devour every sheep that will go on their own.
Kita imagine ane sa bibi ida na yama niya bibi atan lao hamuto ko niya mabe lorong ida niya desili ho dituir niya karakter. Imagine sema kay niya atua tata. Bibi kon bibi wang kon dilaw mesa asufuik maksayat mesa maksayat takannya.
And that wolf is the enemy waiting for everyone who is imposing their own will. Okay, when you go to your own will, sin is there, death is there, okay, temptation is there, and it's waiting for you the moment that you went out of God's path.
Dan tahu kada momento ne mak kita tahu ita ni hakara krasik. Asa fuik ne ya ne baho di hengi ita. No asa fuik ne mak inimigo. No liutan ida ne mak sere mak siapang desa mak salah hengi ita, tenta sang hengi ita, mate hengi ita. Pahira ita husik ne mak inya dalam.
So if you don't stop and go back to God, okay, your life will surely be destroyed by sin.
Tambane se kari kita lapara no file fali bana Roma, kita ne moris seguro ka los doni kata kisera.
Okay, and then continuing, says here, yet the Lord laid on him the sins of us all. Okay, but Jesus came to the picture and carries all our sins for us.
Ang parte ikus bayang kata, nabenay, tau ho to itin yung sala ba niya. No, Kristo mosu, iha imagine din. Nabe magsay, ema ida foti itin yung sala ko.
And in verse 7, it says,
versikulo ito hatete, ema hanehan niya, no niya hetan teros, mabe niya lalokin niya ibon. Hanesan bibi oan nabe ema lori at poho, no hanesan bibi malay, nabe nunok, penghira ema tesi niya pulon.
Okay. He was oppressed and treated harshly. Yet he never said a word. Not even a single word. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter. And as a sheep is silent before the shearers, he did not open his mouth. Imagine that. All of those beatings, all of those sufferings, he never said a word.
Imagina, baku ho tunay binya experiencia, sufrimiento ho tunay makniha soro, niyan muka at atendi po niya.
Look at us. Every time that we are experiencing suffering, troubles, and most of it because of our own foolishness, it's easy for us to open our mouth and say a complaint about that, against God.
Entaw, hare filipali ba ita? Kada tempo na emak kita soro si sofrimento ruma tambah di kita nebisja da dia na emak kita halo kita sempre lo ke ibu hulipulia soro na emak.
It's quick for us to complain. It's quick for us to question. It's quick for us to compare. But Jesus suffered while he is suffering, not because of his sin, but because the sin of all of us, he never said a word.
Ano fasil lalais di ba ita tu complain ka kolia hasoro lalais di ba ita tu sa preguntas may be Jesus rasik na mga experiencia mate kane tambay tanya sala nunca lo que ibu.
So when I was studying this, I was stuck in this verse. Why did Jesus never open his mouth?
Tapa here how is the babrega sound dan how ela creu que versículo da nego di na fatin posso perguntas. Tama sam Jesus nunca lo que nei. Por isso ali.
Under suffering, under beatings, under severe punishment, not a single word because Jesus is setting his mind on the future. Setting his mind on the result of this suffering.
Então ni hasoro kanek, ni hasoro baku, ni hasoro sofrimiento nema. Both the tebes na be Kristo nunca lo que ni ibu holi kuliet sa tamba niya tau ni atin sa unto makpa futuro. Ka ba resultado nema niya seheta.
Because Jesus knew the result of these sufferings will make way for many to be reconciled.
Tamba Jesus atene kata resultado husne sofrimiento dane sei halo dalang pa ema barak de pebes at experience de reconciliação.
And in verse 8, let's read.
Versículo balo hatete. Sira hasai niya o castigo no julgamento. Sem bele conta con abaninia o ansira. Tamba niya la con se fati moris niya. Niya han tutu. Tamba hao ni povo ni sap.
NLT, it says, unjustly condemned. He was led away. No one cared that he died without descendants, that his life was cut short in midstream, but he was struck down for the rebellion of my people. You see, not just on his suffering, but even unto his death, no one cared about him. No one even bothered, okay, to look at him. No one even questioned why he was cut short, why he was dead.
Antaula osen sufrimiento de, maybe todo momento de la misma que mate. La hija es medio de la misma fila, foto, fila hoy en venía hoy día. Estamos sama con el que mate, estamos sama con el amor, se me tiene que alopada. La hija es medio.
But because that it's all because of the rebellion of us all. He was struck down. He was cut off. He was dead because of the rebellion of all of us.
Entaw, niya, tambadit ito niya, lahalok tuyo, tambadit ito niya, sala, niya, ni Morris, niya, ten ke mate, niya, Morris, ten ke bada, niya, mundo.
Okay. And verse 9, let's read.
Versikul siya, hatip. Sira halo niya rate hamutu ko sala na yung sira. Nung niya mate hamutu ko emari. Maski niya lahalo violensya, nung la iya liyepuan falso gusinitin.
He had done no wrong and never deceived anyone. But he was buried like a criminal. Okay? He was put in a rich man's grave. You know, Jesus was crucified. That was the most shameful act of death. Only worse criminals suffered those kind of death.
Então Cristo é uma prega nie e cruz, no mate da nessa e mate da mesmo. Atka tun ter teve sta samba sera samba e ma nema prega e a cruz e ma ser nema e ma ser nema criminoso, ma che mate o di pusi prega sira e.
But he was there. He had done no wrong. He never deceived anyone, but he died like a criminal. And just like a criminal died on the cross,
they
should put him also in a grave where all the criminals are.
Mas bem, ele é neba, o de experiência, mate ne maclanesan criminoso, mas que nela halo bot vida neba maclalos, mas que nia nunca bosso que me ida. Mas bem, ele tem que experiência de não nia, nia mos, e ma coi nia, ha muito coi mas salam nisso.
You know, if just imagine this, you've done nothing wrong, but people persecute you, you suffered a lot of injustice, even died the worst kind of death. Okay? But Jesus never complained about it.
Imagine cara ita botau hita ne an pa ita nunca halo bot ne ma kladia ka de ma persegue ita ma trata ita. No Cristo experiencia de venia nunca por dia bot.
But Jesus didn't buried in a criminal's grave. There was a man named Joseph who requested his body to Pilate, so that he put his body in a rich man's grave.
Maybe Jesus ema la koi ni ha koi ma criminoso sira. Be may denaran Jose puso o di poti niya isin ba koi he ma madi niya.
So imagine this. Jesus lived for his life as a human for all of this to carry and pay for all our sins.
Então Jesus mai morre sem essa ema atu foti atu lori consequência salah hutu. Isso é salah hutu nem consequência.
So how did Jesus live as God's servant? Point number two, it says Jesus suffered and died because of our sins.
Então o insano que Jesus tivera nessa marama que me atan, mas me sofre. No mate, amay tenesa.
Okay, so maybe if you are reading this way back then, okay, way back then. So maybe the question, the next thing that you will do is to ask. So what will happen now? If he is dead, then what will happen now?
Masakari kita bot de uluk tayo na versikul sa nendalo mo itadayang katap. Untang sa dem sa kumpese agora tambay niya mate tayo.
Okay, so imagine this. This was written 700 years before Jesus came to this world.
Imagine dia puan ser neha kerek pinan atu situ liba antes Kristo mai.
It's easy for us to understand and to see the bigger picture, but way back then, people are so confused. What is this? Okay, God will send his servant, but he will die. So what will happen?
Então, vai estar fácil a tu haré ninha figura bota, mas ele também está haré te ora. Mas imagina, é uma sereia. E a tempo não é difícil para ser a tu compreender, mas a sereia já tem que estar. Sai de uma que acontece, mas a tem que dar nesse mais, não é nessa sequência.
When Jesus is there hanging on the cross, and he is about to die, the enemy are celebrating, thinking that day is just a moment, it's just a minute that Jesus will die and we are victorious.
Então, não sabe o que acontece, mas me gira que é o momento que eu me prego na minha cruz, minha loura, horas vezes quando eu me disco, minha inimiga se começa a celebrar, a solo, a mulher também se começa a não encantar. Minuto baru firmai, sila maksesai malan nai.
But little did they know that it was all God's plan.
Mabe liu itu an sila hatene kata idaneho tu maromak nipan.
So let's read in verse 10.
Kama ita continue leh ya versikulu sanulu. Versikulu sanulu hatete. Mabe nai hakara kanehan nia, nuhalo nia laran terus. Bahira nia moris, sai oferta multa nia. Nia sehare nia oan sira, no prolonga nia loron sira. Depois nai nia hakarak selau dia kihanya lima.
Okay. NLT it says, but it was the Lord's good plan to crush him and cause him grief. You know how God is so serious about sin? Okay. Yet when his life is made an offering for sin. Are you familiar with this offering for sin?
Então, Cristo ninha moris oferece sai hanesa sacrifício ba mate. No ita bota no in kita kare kita hanoin sacrifício nema ba sacrifício nebe oferece ne hanesa saida.
Because every sin, someone needs to pay for it. It will not go unpunished.
Tamba kada sala, ema ida tem que sofre ba idane. No nia se sala idane se la selau libre kalahaso kastigo la ihaida. Nia say thank you hetan kastigo.
And the people back then, they are very familiar with this sin offering. They are offering their animals like a lamb, a sheep, or a bird, animals that can pay for their sins.
No, iha tempo ne ba ema barak ema sira he momento ne ba ne sira hatene kasira kuyese dia sacrifício ne bema sala nia. No, sabemos que acontece no pejira si deja los alas, si deja el dolor animal a tu oferta o deja mostrar mi sal.
Imagine if until now we are still bringing animals to pay for our sins, right? Maybe there's no more animals now.
Imagina tu agora y tan fácil dolor animal o deja mostrar o de ser y tener sal, a cara que animal será la hija.
Maybe some of you will bring a bird, a chicken for offering. Maybe some will bring cows or even elephant because you have a lot of sins. I don't know, but maybe if just thinking like that, there's no more animals left because we continuously doing things that is sinful to God.
Imagine kalau tu agora mak kita nafatin halus sala, nafatin duri animal odi oferta tu selu sala, mak kari kita sebere duri manu, karau, elefante, no. Animal hotu la ihate ona tambe me hotu halo sala na kate.
But thanks be to God, we are not doing that anymore. Because once and for all, Jesus became the sin offering for all of us.
My be wasir ne hotu ti ona. Agradece ba ni marom. Tamba saida, tamba Jesus Christ selu hotu ona ne tela prestigia oferece tang animal me tenisa.
And it says here, he will have many descendants. He will enjoy a long life and the Lord's good plan will prosper in his hands. So it says here, I thought he's dead. I thought he already died on the cross. How come he will have many descendants? How come he will enjoy a long life?
Na parte iko sa versikulo sa nulo at tadiang kata. Depois, nai niya para niya sa hare niya oan sira na prolonga niya lorong sira. Depois, nai ni hakara ke lao dia ki hanya lima. Hare fila fali ba parte primer versículo sira nem te estudia te ona. O isama versículo nem berada te katak nia se enjoy ka hak solo komoris tu benaro. Tamba realidade hata te maita katak nia mate te ona.
Yes, Jesus suffered. He was crucified. He died on the cross. He was buried. But it doesn't end there. 3 days after, he rose again. And that's what we are celebrating every resurrection. That's what we are celebrating, that Jesus is risen from the dead.
Rostu ni kata Kristu sofre, Kristu te, rostu niya mate, ema hapo niya. Nabe liu ke loron tolu niya muris fila fal. No ida nebe makbat nebe makita celebra. Iha ita niya mot.
Jesus didn't remain dead. Okay? He didn't remain in the tomb. But after 3 days, he rose again. And that's something that we should be very thankful of. Because everything that he has done, his sufferings, his death, will mean nothing if he didn't resurrect.
Então, niela mete na fatin ya neba mabe niya moris siya sila falu. No se karik niela moris siya sa kwatutu niya maknihalo sila la iya balo.
And what signifies that in our life? The power that God uses to raise Jesus from the dead is the same power that you have right now for you to say no to sin.
Então, kibit na mga maroma kaya ho dihalo Kristo moris siya sila fali. Kibit na nemos iya ita. At ito bela na fating hela iya moris na mga poonra ba ni maroma.
Don't say that you cannot overcome those sins. Don't say that I'm weak. Yes, physically you are weak, but the Spirit of God is in you. Use it because God has given it to you so that you can say no to sin, and that Spirit is more powerful than any sin in this world.
Kita la bela dia kata kita la bela musik salah, kita la bela manan salah, kita la bela sing claro kata kita ni fisiku fraco, tapi kita ni espiritu iha poder sama satan maromak ni kebit iha ita atau kita hati terlai pasal.
So then don't settle your to live a life that is defeated because of sin. Now you can go out of sin. Now you can decide to follow Jesus. Now you can leave everything that's holding you because of sin, because God has already given you the power. Use that power that God has given you through His Spirit.
Então, la bele ak solo ko muri sila na maklakon ko si sala. May be hasoro o di hela liu fali sala niya poder amasa tambak kebit na makmaroma ko ba ita. Iya poder asli batote. Nay tabele hela ya muri sila na makfir na maroma kaya.
Okay, verse 11, let's continue to read.
Versículo 19, hatete. Nia seihare, nia clamar, nia tempu taridu, no hanoi net toona. Ni husi buat nebe ni hatene ona, hau nia atan los, bele justifika ema barak, tamba nia seilori, sera ni hahalok at.
NLT, it says, when he sees all that is accomplished by his anguish, he will be satisfied. What makes God satisfied is seeing you and me as a result of God's suffering, of Jesus' suffering.
Então, a parte primeiro do versículo está no seguinte, nia se tenga, nia se ihare, bototo nema que nia atinge ona, nia se retan satisfação. Significa ta satisfação de nema kita boto how e kusma ita bele kunyese Jesus.
He says, and because of his experience, my righteous servant will make it possible for many to be counted righteous, for he will bear all their sins. Aren't you grateful that God now sees you as a righteous person?
Matuwir fare diyan katatama de Kristo niya experiencia, maroma kanya ata nema los. Say halo possible by mabarak say maroma konta sira say hanesa tema ni belos mos tamad buat nema Kristo halo by
you are counted righteous not because of what you did, but it's all because of what Jesus accomplished on the cross for you.
Entan ita say ema ni belos close ta os tamad nema kita halo bet tamad buat nema Kristo halo ya cruz
pa. Okay, and verse 12, our last verse, it says
versículo pirmay hatete. Então, how se foba nia, hanesan how foba ima bo sira. Nia se fahe rikusoin, amutu ko ima forte sira. Tamba nia fui ona ni clamar ko nia mate. No sira sura ona ima barak ni sala. dunia harohan hela kona basala dorsir.
NLT it says, I will give him the honor of a victorious soldier. Because he exposed himself to death, he was counted among the rebels, he bore the sins of many, and intercedes for rebels. See God, Jesus' resurrection is not just an ordinary resurrection, but he resurrected as a victorious servant of God, a victorious soldier. He received the honor from God himself.
Entang Kristo ne Morisia sidane la os batremak bai bainde. Abe Kristo Morisia sidane, Morisia sidane mak na konu ho victoria. Nebe mak harahum amanan watotrol.
You see here that God gave honor to Jesus like a victorious soldier because he exposed himself to death. It's not saying that you expose yourself also to death so that you will receive God's honor. But it says that Jesus' obedience, that even in the point of death, he obeyed God.
Entar maromak po honra ba Kristo dan emak Morisia sa simate hanesan. Victoria kamanan buat kutotu, amasa taman niya fo niya an ba mate. No hodi-hodi selu buat kutotu mebe ikusay, niya obedeste. Nihu si teru sila memak niya soru, niya nafatin obedeste to ito, niya tempu memak niya mate, mas niya fo niya an.
And it says he was counted among the rebels. And though Jesus, who is sinless, who doesn't have any sins, he didn't do any wrong to any people, but yet he counted himself among the rebels. It's like Jesus, God is saying, this is the list of the murderers. Put my name there. This is the list of adulterers. Put my name there. This is the list of those sinners. Put my name there. It was Jesus is count himself to the sinful people just like you and me.
And taw Jesus taw ni an hanesa ema kon ni konta ni an hanesa ni mun ema halupir ni maroma. Tamba sa tamba ni mak sai ona ema ipus basala hot ko to modelu sal hot ko ni ema iha mundu ni ema kema hot halo ni naran ti hanen ba no ni konta ni an ti hanen ba hodi odi glory kamu untuk salah sirane ba sofre mate no murcia sira.
Okay, so Jesus, after he bore the sins of many, now he intercedes for rebels. You know that we are rebels before against towards God because we are doing things against his will. We are rebelling against him, but now Jesus is interceding for all of us.
Então Jesus glory é mais roto nessa sala, é mais nem aquela hora tudo ser nessa sala, mas agora ele dá nia a hora estava, mas é mais ser nem contra nia.
That leads to our third point. It says Jesus resurrects victoriously to give life to many.
No, e Daniel ele era ita bahia tem ponto terceiro onde tem cada. Jesus morre se a se lá falha o vitória a tu morres a tu for morres vai me parar.
As Jesus resurrected from the dead, it gives way for many people to receive their eternal life.
And as Jesus was raised from the dead, he for dalam by my barak at usimu moris rohan life.
So as we summarize everything that we have learned today.
Ta hanes ang talos tumari bo bat nima kita aprende una ohin lorong.
Point number one, it says Jesus lived a low and humble life.
Tene pont primero hasta que taxi Jesus hela y amores tenemos harai an no amores tenemos tun y hay man ka opos kai ha cry liu man tema sira ni amores tesi.
Number two says Jesus suffered and died because of our sins.
Numero segundo te ka taxi Jesus sofre no mate tambay tene sal.
And number three says Jesus resurrects victoriously to give life to many.
Number 3, the text of Jesus, Morris, yes, the fall of Victoria, at the four Morris, by my part.
So before we go to our one-point message, I want everyone to really, you know, search their hearts and really take sin seriously in your life. If there's still sin in you, This is the right time to stop it and surrender it to God. Because God, Jesus Himself, deals with our sins very seriously.
Entonces, claro que sí. Haré que la palabra tiene modo de santidad para tener cuanto hijos. Claro que ahora la da con el que se nos ha dado en Hela y la muerte de Masala. Maroma, Oti, Sala, 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 Sala,
It's never too late to go back to God. Jesus' resurrection give you an opportunity, okay, to go back to Him and be with God once more. So as we go and let's read our 1-point message. It says here, Jesus is the victorious servant who suffered and died for our sins so that many will be saved. Yes, Jesus, He's the one who suffered and died for your sins so that you don't need to experience those hard things because of your sin.
So the Jews did not happen never much suffer by Tenisa.
Jesus did it all for you. He didn't even think about because He loves you so much. He died for your sins because He doesn't want you to die for your sin. And I hope if you already received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I encourage everyone to stop or not give the enemy an opportunity to drag you once again. Or if ever you fall down, okay, and turn your backs to God, then there's opportunity for you to go back to Him.
No, dali datang dan sana sana opportunity de baita sila sali.
So I encourage everyone let us all pray together. And if it's you who already given your life to Christ, but yet you still fall to sin, let's pray together and let's repent of our sin and let's go back to God.
Kamaita halora sang hamutuk anesa ni tem tawon ni tinipiar ni prom.
God can always forgive you, and His power is always available for you. You can go back to Him. You can go out of that sin and go back to Jesus. Don't believe the enemy that says that you cannot go back because you already fall from sin. God will not receive you anymore. No, that's a lie. God can still receive you if you just repent and go back to Him.
Labele fear ba inimigo ni nilipuan na lamang posat kita o bidyan sa labele pila o ni maromak labele sin mo kita. Labe o grasa maromak niyang brani ho bihan soro na fila fale ba maromak
if you, this person, wants to go back to God and really say, or even if you feel that you commit sin against God, then let's take this moment to ask God for forgiveness and to go back to Him. Let us pray. If it's you just close your eyes and just open your hearts to God. And ask Him for forgiveness right now. Give you a few minutes, 1 minute to pray, and then I'll close you in prayer. Lord, Father in heaven, you see your people right now, Lord God. You see our hearts, Lord. Lord, we say sorry for all the times, Lord God, that we gave the enemy an opportunity, Lord God, in our lives, Lord. Sorry, Lord, if we continue to see sin so lightly that we sometimes are playing out of these sins, not knowing that you, Lord God, deal with it so seriously. Even to the point that it cost the life of your son. So Lord, today we say, may you forgive us, O Lord God, of all our sins. It's a story, Lord God, if sometimes in our lives, Lord God, we go out of our own way and do what the things that we want to do, despite it's against your word. Today, Lord God, we say, Lord, forgive us. Through your power, Lord God, help us to go back to you. Help us to settle to you, O Lord God. Let your word be the guide in our paths, Lord God, that we will never go astray anymore. Thank you, Lord, for your grace right now. You are pouring out to your people. Thank you, Lord, for the power that you have given to each one of us to say no to sin. Lord God, we say today, sin ends in our life. And today is the beginning of the day that we will go back to you and start a new life with you, O Lord Jesus. Thank you so much for everything that you have accomplished on the cross for each one of us. Thank you, Lord, that you rose again from the dead. That you don't remain dead, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, that you are there in heaven, sitting on your throne, interceding for each one of us. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name. So also we are taking this opportunity to pray for any one of you who haven't given your life yet to Christ. I'm giving you this opportunity. Okay? Jesus suffered, he died on the cross, he was buried, and he was resurrected for you. If you haven't done it yet to give your life to Christ, then this is your opportunity. You see, when Jesus died on the cross, there's two other men who was there with him. And those two men, they were dying there because of their sins. They are guilty of their sins. Just like you and me, we are sin. We will die. All of us, we will die. But you know the difference between those two guys? One of them will die with his sins still with him. And the other one, he will still die, but he will die with his sins being forgiven. Because you know why? Because he received, and he believed, and he received his, our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why Jesus is in the center. Because he is the division between the sinful and the forgiven. Before, we are all on the side of the sinful people. But because of what Christ accomplished for us, we are now on the side of the forgiven people. So this opportunity is for you. If you haven't given your life to Christ, then it's your time right now. Don't wait for next week. Don't wait for next month. Now is the time for you to receive him and for you to receive his eternal life. So if it's you, wants to receive Jesus right now, just bow down your head and follow me in this prayer. Let us pray. Father, thank you, Lord God, for this day. Thank you, Lord God, for calling me today, O Lord. This is not an accident that I was here today hearing your words. Lord, today, Lord God, I accept that I am sinful, that it is because of my sins, Lord God, that separates me from you. Lord, I know that I cannot save myself, and I am in need of a Savior to save me. Lord, today, I say thank you for sending your son Jesus to pay, to suffer, and die for my sins, Lord God. Thank you even, Lord, for he resurrected from the dead, proving that he is your son. Lord, today, I receive him as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for my sins. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to live a life that is worthy of you. Lord, I make you as my Lord and my Savior. Starting today, be the King, be the Lord of my life. Thank you, Lord, for forgiving my sins and for giving me a second opportunity. Today, O Lord God, I say, not my will, but your will be done. Thank you so much, O Lord. Help me to live a life that is worthy of you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Come on. If you pray that prayer, please, we want to hear from you. We want to get connected with you. Please do message some of our leaders right here. And we want to help you as you start your journey with our Lord Jesus Christ. So let me close you in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you, Lord God, for your word today that reminds us, oh Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, that you didn't just remain you didn't remain dead, oh Lord God, but you rose again. Something that we can celebrate, oh Lord God, something that we can be so joyful of, Lord God, that, Lord, that we know that you are the God who intercedes for us, that you are our God, the God that we are serving is not dead, but he is alive, that you are alive, oh Lord God. So today, Lord God, bless your people, oh Lord. Let each one of us continue to experience the power that coming from you, oh Lord God. And let us, Lord, empower us to be the salt and the light in our community, oh Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord, for everything that you have done. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything that you have accomplished on the cross for each one of us. Thank you, everyone. May the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show his favor and give you peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. So God bless you, everyone. And hope to see you again.